What's up, you ugly blackbirds? Welcome to a very first bonus episode on the Accountable Truth Podcast. I am so elated to do this right now, guys. I mean, the very first conversation we had, I was not able to put it up. But now, when I say conversation, these bonus episodes are going to be the conversations that we have in the Accountable Truth community on Telegram, the voice chats that we have. We were not able to have that first conversation because Telegram didn't have the feature to record our conversations, and I hadn't asked for permission previously from people in the community to record the conversation and then put it up. But going forward, we had that feature by Telegram itself, and then everybody gave their permission to have this, you know, session recorded. And that is why I decided to have these bonus episodes. So the conversations from the Accountable Truth community will be bonus episodes on the podcast, while our weekly episodes will be always be dropping out on Sundays. Now, for these bonus episodes, half of these bonus episodes will be played on the Accountable Truth podcast, and the other half will be played on the Misspeaks podcast. Why? Because the Accountable Truth community is hosted by me, host of the Accountable Truth podcast, which is David Dante Frank, and it is co-hosted by Tommy P. She is the hostess of the Misspeaks podcast. So that is the reason why. So at times, the first half of the episode will begin on the Accountable Truth podcast, and the second half will be on Miss Tommy P's podcast, which is the Misspeaks podcast. And it could be the other way around, in which, you know, the first half could always be on the Misspeaks podcast and then the second half on the Accountable Truth podcast. You know, either way, guys, it could always be switching. So, but I would always leave a link to part two of the conversation on her podcast, so you can just go there and get it. The bonus episode will be titled Conversations. Or I'm thinking of calling it Community Talks at this point in time. So it will either be Conversations or Community Conversations, one of the two. So therefore, I might change it after I'm done recording this at the end of the day. But anyway, you are welcome to the first bonus episode, which is titled Compatibility in a Relationship. This is a topic that stemmed from the last topic that we had, when we looked at, is it good? Is it okay? Is it wrong to steal a good man or a woman from one who is careless and doesn't know their worth? And we discussed that. That topic spanned about 2 weeks. And then from there, we entered into compatibility in a relationship. I think it's just been a relationship talk for a very long while for now. But with that said, let me stop talking too much and allow you guys to just jump in and then listen to the episode. But guys, remember, as usual and as always, if you find that this podcast is interesting, it is going great, and if you like the conversations that you have, links to be a part of the Telegram community, the voice chat Telegram community, will be in the show notes of the episode. And as usual, subscribe to the podcast and share with a friend. That is the one way that you support this podcast. Also, there would be a Shukran link in the description of this episode, that's in the show notes of the episode, in which you can click there and then send anything in to support the podcast, which would be great, which we would be grateful for and highly appreciated. So with that said, here's the episode, guys.
Okay, yes, I have now.
Right here.
Yeah.
Okay, so over the past 2 weeks, we've been having conversations. The first week, we started the whole, is it right to steal someone's partner? Is it right to steal someone from a partner who is careless and who is lazy? So we had different consensus, and sorry, my guests have come back. Dante, please take it from here so I can move.
Okay, so like Tommy was saying, we looked at that subject, and I think I dropped a summary later on in the group chat. Jeffus was not around for that, and a few other people were not around for the roundup of that conversation. And let me see, I'm trying to get that summary that we came up with at the end of the day, which is, okay, so summary ridiculous was one, stealing or whatever you want to term it, stealing someone from another is done with the other's consent. The person being stolen is not ignorant, so to speak, or forced. Two, when pulling someone out of a relationship, toxic or incompatible, or just looking for someone or something better, the third party should first seek the emotional and mental well-being of that person he or she wants for him or herself. Do it because you're seeking the good of the other. Love requires that you put the need of the other person first before yours. If not, is that really love? 3, we said, while making number 2 stated your priority, be clear about your motive, regardless of negative or positive response, because, you know, it's not at every single point that the response is guaranteed to be positive. So nothing wrong with wanting someone for yourself, but be clear, honest from the get-go, irrespective of the response you seek to get. Yes, you would be hurt if you get a negative response, but number 2 has been achieved, which was your main priority born out of love. So that was just basically a little summary of, you know, what we did. So I think it was that discussion that we had. We were having that discussion, and then we dabbled a little bit into compatibility and having to pull out of a relationship when something wasn't working for the other person. And then we said, okay, you know what? Let's look at compatibility for this week. And I also said that going forward, we will try and have a little bit of structure. So with that said, the purpose I want to talk about briefly before we just go in, quickly talk about the purpose of this community, which is this. It's for us as individuals, pairs, colleagues, and strangers, because some of us have never met one another, to come and discuss certain issues, topics that we all find relatable, or we all have issues with, or we engage with, and to learn and broaden our understanding and learn to see things from different perspective. So it is not me coming to give you or preach at you or tell you something from my versatile bowl of knowledge or whatever it is you want to call it. No, because I myself am also learning to hear other people speak and then learn from everybody. So everybody gets to share their views, you know, and to co-host this session with us that we'll be having weekly is Tommy P. But I will start first by introducing myself. Basically, I am David Dante Frank, host of the Uncomfortable Truth podcast, and to co-host the show with me is Tommy. She is the host of the Miss Speaks podcast. If you want to check them out later, we will drop the links to those to the podcast at the end of the session. So I just wanted to clear that up before we begin. And okay, so let's jump straight into it. When we are looking at what comes to mind, Jafus, you want to go? You said you have been thinking about the topic throughout the week and seeing that you already have permission to speak.
I'm thinking about it. I will get that.
Okay. Anybody else? Does anybody want to open the floor on the topic?
You want to talk about what being compatible means?
When we talk about compatibility in a relationship, what is the first thing that comes to mind?
Alignment. That comes to my mind.
Alignment. Somebody has dropped big grammar. I read industrial physics, so I'm thinking in terms of physics already. When you say alignment, I'm thinking, okay.
Don't think too far. What I mean by alignment is that you and whoever you're supposed to be with, you guys are supposed to align in different things, because there are different aspects that bring about a relationship. So you have to align in those things. Maybe not everything, but in most of them. For instance, if you have 10 things you want to see in a person, the person has to align with at least 8 or 7, all right? I'm talking in terms of purpose, maybe spiritually, financially, mentally, because mental, that one is important. So the person has to align with what you want, you know? And you guys have to, because if you guys don't align, you guys will literally fight against each other. That's what I feel, though.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that. Mimosa wants to say something. Mimosa, you can speak now.
Hi. Good evening.
Good evening.
Sorry. I'm thinking compatibility, meaning, and sync with somebody. Although it's not 100%.
You're breaking up.
Sorry. I think it's the network. I'm thinking... Okay. Hello?
Yeah,
we can
sorry.
Hear you.
I can hear you. I didn't get what you're saying.
Oh, I said it's being in sync with somebody.
Being in sync with somebody.
Yeah. Although it's not 100%.
Okay.
In the sense that being with someone, you could just be 50% in sync with the person and not a whole 100%. There are certain things about you and the person that might not mix in being in a relationship with the person. You don't always get the whole package. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, so I think it's also similar to what Ola said. So it means that you guys have to be in sync in certain areas, key areas.
Maybe not necessarily key areas, but maybe the things, how will I put it? The things both of you, personality wise, probably not. Some people are not in sync with each other personality wise. It just depends on how you meet the person or who the person, how you guys flow. That's how I think of it.
Okay. How you guys flow. That's for Hermosa. And then Ola says, you guys have to be in alignment. So if there are 10 things that are important to you, at least 8 out of those 10 things, you ought to be in alignment with those things. I think I got that correct, Ola, right?
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. Sorry, I'm going to pitch into the water room. Yes, you did. You got it right.
Okay. All right.
Well, for me, compatibility, I think of compatibility in relationships the way I think of compatibility with my phone charger. You have to work. Ooh. That's what compatibility is
alignment.
For me.
Not a phone charger. My head.
Like, just be compatible with me and let's work. So it just has to be what works for me in whatever aspect. So what works for me physically, what works for me in terms of my growth, finances, and all the aspects that are important, just like everyone has said. So yeah, that's what compatibility is for me. It just has to work. That's it. And that also includes compromise, because sometimes it may not like work. You know how sometimes your charger is not really working, then when you now bend the charger small, it will now work. That's how I look at compatibility. Sometimes you need to bend the charger for it to work.
Oh my goodness. So compromise is like bending charger. Oh my goodness. Okay, another person's point of view I would really love to hear is Daniel. Daniel, okay, you're allowed to speak. I would love to hear Daniel's point of view on this.
Okay, hey guys. So I really love that analogy of phone charger because it kind of keyed up with what I was going to define compatibility as, efficiency. Okay. So like, I like to define compatibility with the goal, efficiency. It has to be an efficient system. You understand? Like she said, sometimes you have to bend, and I believe everyone has that experience, you have to bend the charger in a particular way, which is a perfect description of compromise. You understand? So
yeah.
It's like, if you want to say, let me explain this from, let's say, a software developer kind of approach. It's like you're trying to develop a particular application, right, and everything, and you have a list of things that you want the application to be able to do, but then you have to prioritize them. First off, there has to be a list of the basic things it has to be able to do, regardless of whether it looks good or not. it has to be able to perform some certain functions, you understand? And that, yeah. And from that place, that would be the foundation from which you build the application from, you understand? Which is why we always have different versions and updates for applications, because you find what works and then you continue with that and keep building on what works to make it better. So efficiency. Yeah.
Efficiency. I was thinking more of another thing that also comes to mind when I was looking at the topic was more of also, can one say consistency?
Can I respond to that?
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Yeah. I think if something is efficient, it's part of the criteria for efficiency is consistency. Because it works one time doesn't mean it's a usable system, but because it works a lot of times, that means it's a usable system. Doesn't mean it will not have like faulty errors, you know, and something like that, but it's that this is a system that works. Sure, once in a while there's a downtime, you understand, where the system isn't really working up to par, but it is still efficient even within those times. So yeah, I think consistency is a criteria for efficiency. So
okay, all right. So to sum up what we are saying, we are saying that when it comes to compatibility, there has to be alignment. So there are certain areas that you are looking for, certain things that you want, and then majority of those things you guys have to align on it. It might not be everything, but you have to align in most of those areas. Two, synchronization. You guys have to be in sync. And I think when the Musa was talking about sync, I'm thinking more of in the lines of the fact that things like, does the person get you? Does the person understand your non-verbal cues? Does he understand your emotional state? Is he able to get them? Because if you're not in sync, then you have miscommunication. So I think that synchronization is very important. And then Tommy went on to give the analogy of the charger, and he's saying that, okay, also looking at consistency also involves compromise. So it's not about standing on your own, it's not about just saying this is my way and no other way, it just has to be this or nothing else. No, you have to make compromise. And then we have also looked at efficiency. And we've said, if you're looking at efficiency, it also means that the thing is constant. And Daniel has gone ahead to give us, using an analogy of an application in which not everything might work. It may not be looking so great, but there are certain fundamentals that have to be in place and have to be working. So,
yeah, Dante, a quick one. Let me touch on the part of upgrades and how I feel like it fits into compatibility, because I feel like as humans, we grow and then we want different things. What I wanted when I was 21 is not what I want right now. Who would have been compatible for me when I was 21 or compatible with me when I was 21 is not someone that I feel will be at this age. So even when you are compatible with someone, when you get to that point, as you're upgrading, it's important to have your own person carry them along and get them to upgrade with you or view the upgrades, because that's how people do the whole we fell out of love thing, because there's no upgrade in the compatibility. Kind of like when you have your phone, you upgrade your phone, you have to upgrade your charger most times, because the old one might be like a slow charger, and then the newer chargers are usually, because charger is going to be the key thing for this thing for me. So like with the newer charger, sometimes they change the mouth of the charger. Like iPhone 4 charger was wide. Now they made it slimmer. Now we are using wireless chargers, but everything still charges the phone. And to link it back to consistency and efficiency, if you're not filling me up as a charger with my phone and my battery stays at 50%, then even though you fit in and you're charging my phone, but you're not working, you're only keeping me at 50%. So I'm going to have to upgrade that charger. So that's what I wanted to add to that.
This charger thing is going to stick with me throughout the week, man.
Are you a good charger or a bad charger?
Who wants to speak? Someone had to say something.
I wanted to say something. Sorry. What I wanted to say was, because people are in love with each other, doesn't mean that they are compatible. Sometimes you might find that you actually love somebody, but both of you can't actually proceed in relationships. So there's this notion that because I love this person, I have to be with this person. Sometimes it's a false reality. That's what I just wanted to say.
Okay. Man, I don't know for you guys, but I'm already seeing different areas of this compatibility we are discussing, because I'm just taking some notes down and I'm like, okay, we're coming back to these areas that some persons brought up. So, and then, okay, so now in talking about, we looked at upgrade, and then we looked at alignment and efficiency, and then we have to now, I think it's obvious that we don't have to go in and now ask alignment in what area, alignment in what regard, because I think before we're about to kick off, Tommy, I said I was going to read out a tweet I saw on Twitter, and the tweet goes like this. If a man can have a preference for choosing a lady with big boobs and big ass, why can't a lady have a preference of a man having money? A lady who chooses to want a man with money is called a gold digger, but a man who chooses boobs is not called a pervert. And when I read that, I laughed and I said, for me, I was like, money and physical appearance, comparing both, you're not your balance at all. It's not in the same balance. And then again, looking for a man who has money and looking for a man who has financial stability and security, I think are two different things. It doesn't, except maybe the person is now around and I say, okay, no, this is what I meant, this is what I did not mean. It doesn't pass off the same. Message. What in terms of compatibility, in terms of alignment, I think in terms of compatibility and alignment now, because we will come to the area of compromise, because Tommy has brought in charge now. We will come to the area of compromise and what area should one now say he or she can compromise at. What areas do you think compatibility should be considered? Should compatibility be considered in the areas of, kind of food that I like? Should compatibility be considered in the areas of religious background? And we looked at, what about compatibility in the areas of finance? What about compatibility in the areas of traditional, did I call it traditional or societal upbringing? You know, because you know there are some men that can have some, or women, let me put it both that way, some ideology of how to raise a home, raise the kids. How does that work for both parties? Because I have seen personally where that causes issues. I have a relative at the moment who, they are getting a divorce for two major reasons. One, they do not agree on the way the children should be raised. And two, for something as little as one person doesn't cook and doesn't clean the home, and the other person can't stand it anymore. I mean, those are issues that they are currently facing. So what area should compatibility be actually considered?
Okay, can I go first?
Yeah, Daniel, sure, go ahead.
Okay, hey, Jesus, why did I even go first? Okay, areas compatibility should be considered. I think it should be in everything. It should be in everything. Things as little as, what times of the day do you think someone should eat breakfast? To something as, what side of the bed do you like to sleep on? you know, like every single thing, but also it should be considered in an incremental kind of mindset. You know, you not be compatible with everything at the onset. It just will not happen. You will not sure, you might find somebody and then it seems like, oh, snap, you click like that. But it seems when you now start getting much more intricate and intimate, you start realizing that there's a lot of work to be done. You know, so I think it should go in everything, but it should be in an incremental phase. Understand the little things first. At the beginning of a relationship, the little things first, then gradually as things get more serious, you know, you start considering compatibility in different other places. Like you said, things like how do you raise children? How many children do you want to, you know, raise? You understand? And also, I think it was Tommy P that said something about compromise. You understand? Like part of compatibility is compromise. What are you willing to compromise on? A friend of mine got married recently. That was last year. You know, a couple of us asked him the question that, you know, do you believe you married the right person? And he was like, no, he did not. He doesn't believe you ever married the right person. And that took a lot of us back because we're like, then why do you marry her? He said, you marry the person that you're most compatible with. And he said, most of the problem that people have in marriages is that usually it boils down to the two parties are not willing to compromise or not willing to let go of some particular things. So yeah, let me summarize what I've been saying since that. I think compatibility should be in everything, should be considered in everything, both in the big things, big issues, and the small issues, but also it should be considered in an incremental phase, right? You do not expect to be compatible with everything at the beginning. You know, you do that in increments, and part of that compatibility is also that which parts are you willing to let go? Which part of your, should I say, expectations are you willing to, you know, let go of that? Okay, I will succumb in this place, but I will hold on to this side. I will compromise in this place, but I will hold on to this side. Yeah, and that's it for me for now.
Okay. Does anybody else want to respond to that before I do?
I do. First, like I said in the chat, I think compatibility is relative, and because some things are more important to certain people than the other. Like some people don't care about religion. Like if I'm not a religious person, I'm not going to be looking for someone that I have to worry about their religious compatibility. If I'm not someone that is into... If I'm not someone that bothers too much about tradition, I'm not going to be looking for a woman that is very traditional. If I'm not worried about, you know, the different things that people worry about, I won't be looking for that. So compatibility is relative. It depends on what is important to you. And I sort of disagree with the whole thing that has to do with check for the smaller things first and grow from there. Because what if you check all the little boxes and then the big one, after you've already gotten yourself excited with all the little boxes, and then the big one is now the one that will not now be the one that matches. So why not look out for the big one? And then, because it's easier to compromise on little things than the big things. So that's just the only feedback that I had to that.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that, Tommy. Pronto, you're unmuted. You can speak now, please.
Yeah, hello. Good evening, everybody. Seems my microphone wire was bad. I don't know. In the middle.
Okay.
Yeah, like I said, so I've been off and on trying to see if network is bad. So,
okay.
I missed out on some of the conversations, but while I was listening, some of the things you mentioned was about compatibility, and someone made mention of an example of a charger, and another person made mention of efficiency, a kind of software. What I want to say is, fine, if, for instance, we talk about charger, for instance, you see, when you say something is compatible, it means when you get something that is incompatible to you, probably a charger. It means it might charge the phone, yes. But compatibility means that at a point in time, that device you bought, the charger you bought, to show that it's not compatible with time, can just get cut, overheat, and just blow up. That's incompatibility. Now, you cannot use a charger which has a very low wattage to charge a device that has a Type C USB port. No, it's going to blow up. Secondly, when we are talking about efficiency, yes, efficiency actually is used to refer to machines, where we have to talk about, okay, the efficiency of this thing is great or it's low, something like that. Well, we have to talk about mechanical advantage and other stuff. But if we really look at it, the charger, the efficiency, the machines and all the stuff, they have been made to work one way, just to charge your phone. But I discovered that we humans, at the time, we can have a different view. We can just have a different feeling. Some of us, we do have that mood swing. What I want today is not what I want tomorrow. And what I want next week is not what I want in the next 3 years. You understand? So bringing the charger and the efficiency of something into humans and love, compatibility in relationships, it's been limited in the sense that chargers are made to work one way. Yes, just charge your phone and it's done. The charger cannot make your phone maybe boost up the network or something else. No. So in actual sense, what I would say is that compatibility, like I heard when somebody was saying just now, as soon as I joined the group chat again, was like, what you want and what I want, they might be the same, but love doesn't actually mean we are compatible. That's why there will be breakup in the nearest future, as in the shortest time, there will be a breakup. So I feel compatibility is just like, yes, we have the same vibe, irrespective of...
Could you please speak up a bit? With your voice is low, some persons can't hear you.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, so like I was saying, so...
Hold on, give me a second. If somebody's voice is low, while you can tap on the person who is speaking, and when you tap on the person, some options will pop up, and then you can see where you can increase the person's volume past 100%. So I have, for my own end, I have increased Pronto's volume to about 200%. So you can do that if you want to get more volume. Sorry, Pronto, you can continue so that others can hear what you're saying properly.
All right, no problem. So like I was saying, what I feel compatibility is, as far as we are humans and we are talking about love here, it means this is what I like, this is what I want. This person I'm trying to, hook up with, be with, does this person also like the same things I want? Fine, I like a whole lot of things. But there are some specific things which I like. Does this person also like those stuff? Can this person key in into those stuff? Does this person have the same vision like I do? Does this person, or rather, will the person be able to key in into my plan, future plan? Will I be able to key into the person's future plan? You understand?
Yes,
you are talking about love. Some people they say the word love. To me personally, I think that word love, a lot of people they just say it to make you feel alright. It's a word they just say to make you feel alright. But they really forget the actual meaning and what that word love really portrays. You understand? Fine, we know it comes with sacrifice. It comes with care. It comes with all of that stuff. That is why when you think of yourself, they will tell you you should try and love someone the way you love them to you. That is where love comes from. So if I'm trying to get acquainted with someone, yes, there are some things I like, there are some things the person likes, but when we strike a kind of okay, we strike a kind of agreement together. Yes, I just see that we blend in. And sometimes in the beginning we might not be compatible, but because we are human, we are bound to change. That's why we are different from chargers. Chargers won't change. A charger that will give you 5 volts of power supply cannot in turn regulate itself to give you 3 volts of power supply. No, at a rate of maybe 2.1 amps. Dante, you know what I'm talking about. We were in physics together, you understand.
What I'm trying to say
is, for the fact that we are not like chargers, in the beginning we might not be compatible, but as time goes on, we now start getting used to the fact that okay, this is what this person likes. This is what this person likes. Okay, we try to key in. We try to key in just because of the sake of let's make it work because of love. Yes. But not all of us can work like that. Some they are just like I beg. I don't want a game. That is where the other set of people come from. That is where they come in. You, myself, yourself, and so many other persons, we can change our own character, our own behavior, just to suit or fit in with another person. So we blend together. But there are some people who cannot do that. So that's what I've said. It's not all about saying we love each other. No. It's all about the sacrifice and being there for each other and knowing that, yes, your plans are fitting into your plans, my plans are fitting into my plans, and we can just do our stuff together, irrespective of the fact that, yes, 100%, we cannot be compatible. Yes. But okay, when you bring that compatibility down to a machine, like a motorcycle or a car, you want to change the tire, fine. They tell you, the Igbo man will tell you, "Oga, this one will work on. Nah, this one will work on. This one will work on. This one will work on. This one will work on." As you are traveling to Lagos, the tire will pull come up for you. But since you have been using that tire, it has been efficient, it has been working. But
okay,
the mechanical advantage of that tire will speed. It's not the company's replacement part. It's not a spare. So we just fixed that. We just fixed that so that, okay, yes, let's make use of this for some time. Probably because of the fact that we cannot actually get the original spare. Probably because it's too expensive.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for that contribution, Bronto. Before I respond to that, coming after Tommy, you will speak. Let me, I think Tommy would like to respond to that.
Oh yes, yes, I have a lot to say about that. It goes beyond love, it goes beyond all of everything that has been said. Even though everything that has been said, they're all valid points. Now let's use the tire example that you use. If I have a flat, the company, when you buy a car and then you have a new car, they give you like this donut that is supposed to be like a temporary fix.
Anybody else, if you want to speak, just tap the mic button. You might be most likely be muted, but once you tap the mic button, there will be an animation that will wave at me, signaling me that you want to speak, and I'll be signaled. Okay, Tommy, you can continue, please.
Yeah, the fact that people get temporary fixes to fill in the gap while they're trying to get what it is that is going to work for them doesn't mean that they've gotten something that is compatible because it works. That something works doesn't mean that, like I said, when you put the charger, it will work, but are you feeling me to 100%? Now, if you put that small tire that is there,
okay,
it will get you from point A to point B, but can you do 65 miles per hour on the highway when I need to, you know, press the gas and move? It can't do that. So that's where it comes with compatibility. Compatibility is being able to go at the full extent of what it is that you're trying to get. Compatibility goes beyond your future plans, because the truth is, nobody is certain of the future. You can make plans all you want. You can make plans with one person. Do you know how many men have promised me marriage and we've already planned our future and named our children? All in the name of compatibility, but it did not work. But then there are relationships that you build that even if you guys don't even end up together, sometimes that compatibility is what builds lifelong friendships and relationships that will last a lifetime. So I think we need to look at compatibility beyond just being something that has to do with your future plans or your goals mm-hmm. for the future and stuff like that and love. Because honestly, you can be compatible with someone that you don't love. That's another angle. So it's beyond the love, it's beyond your future plans, because you know how many people, they are compatible everywhere else and then they get in there and then, okay, the person is broke, but you guys are compatible. Now, can you compromise on finances and then stay there? If you can, then yes, you are compatible all around. But if you cannot compromise on finances and then you guys are compatible everywhere else, it's not going to work. So that's where I was going with that.
So okay.
Daniel, I think you can go with what you had to say about what I wanted to say. And then Hermosa can go after Daniel.
Okay. So Daniel, you can go. You can
speak. Okay. Thank you. First off, I would like to say I agree with what Tommy said right now. Like, a temporary fix is not compatibility. It's called temporary for a good reason. It will just, you know, it will do you well, like right now, but it's not compatible. It's not a long-term fix. Okay. What I wanted to respond to, or rather was just, I don't know, maybe bring my perspective to it, was something Tommy said about not looking at the small compatibility of small things first, but rather the big things first. Let me paint this picture. Take, for example, you buy a puzzle box, right? There are all these puzzle box with little small pieces that you use to build a picture, maybe a big picture of a celebrity or something. Like, you buy jigsaw that box puzzle. And on jigsaw puzzle. Thank you so very much. I don't know why that was so hard to remember. You buy that and then you see the picture you're supposed to build up front on the box, right? But then to get that picture, you now have to put various tiny pieces together. And the thing is, you just cannot arrange the pieces anyhow. You have to find which ones fit well with the other, right? So using that image to bring my point forward is that the small things usually form the foundation for the big things. Take, for example, now, I'm the kind of person that I do not like calls early in the morning. Anything below 10 o'clock is too early for me. It does not matter who you are. And this actually became a really big deal in a relationship I had, because the person just could not fathom why I just did not like calls so very early in the morning. Before 10 is too early for me, sincerely. I don't know. But for me, I'm an overthinker, and throughout the entire day, my mind is usually bundled up with thoughts. And the morning are usually the few times where I have this sense of calm and my thoughts are, you know, not spiraling, but actually have like a steady pace. So I tend to like to enjoy that. You know, I can have conversations with people, but calls usually, you know, the sudden moment of calls usually jar my head, right? And that seems like a very small thing. But if we can all like maybe understand my own side with that, you know, and be compatible with it, it is going to that the tension of not being able to agree in this small part is going to spill over into any big conversation part, you understand? So it's like, if small things build up the big things, if we cannot be compatible in the small things, we definitely will not be able to be compatible or compromise in the big things. That's what I just wanted to say. I don't think I'm necessarily right, but I just wanted us to think about it and stuff.
Okay. Let Hermosa speak before I respond. So Hermosa, you can speak now.
I wanted to talk about the tweet you spoke about. The one in which the men or the women, whatever you're talking about, I can't remember.
She was comparing men having wanting the preference of ladies' features, and then and how they are not categorized as perverts when they do that. and with the point of when they are wanting a man who has money, that's the worst word, money in quotes, they are called gold diggers.
I see nothing wrong with people wanting things. My problem is the entitlement. The fact that I have to have this thing because I'm with this person. That is where I have a problem with. Now, I wouldn't deny the fact that when you're with somebody, there are certain things that have to go together. You have to have certain perks, so to speak. But to feel this sense of entitlement, the fact that because he has money, you know, it's all on me, you know, it's me all the time. That's where I have a problem with it. Now, being called a gold digger or being called a pervert, I don't know how to analyze those two, because to me, it's still on the sense of entitlement, in the sense of the woman being called a gold digger. Because sometimes people tend to take for granted the littlest things, the things that people do because they love them or because that's their love language, so to speak. That's all I wanted to say.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you. So let me say something and then somebody can respond can express their own thoughts to what I'm about to say now. I'm still thinking that, so Daniel said something at the beginning before Pronto came in, and then Mote and Tommy came in, and then now Daniel came back in again, and then Amosa. He said something about, you know, for him, compatibility in all areas. And I think that what everybody has said is, it's correct. I wouldn't say it's wrong, but I would say this. I think when it comes to compatibility, like I asked, that was why I asked the question, what are the key areas? Because I think that there are certain key areas in which you feel that somebody must be compatible in, which will bring about compromise in the other little things that might now cause a huge problem. So take, for instance, compatibility in the area of religious backgrounds. Now, if you both are compatible on that area, in that regard, you would see that whatever differences you have in terms of bringing up your child in a religious aspect, you might most likely would be able to find a balance. When it comes to compatibility in the area of when it comes to character, now, for you, somebody who is meek, somebody who is humble, somebody who is open-minded, who will always be open to changes, will always be open to growth and, you know, making changes and compromise. And instead, rather than being with somebody who is of the opposite, there would be no room for growth, there would be no room for compromise, there would be no room for acceptance of new ideas. Because compatibility has to, I think that when we're looking at compatibility, we are saying that the opposite of that, which is incompatibility in this area, would have to be a deal breaker. Because would you say, let me give the example that Daniel gave now, for his own, for him personally, in the morning is when he has his quiet time, when he's able to sink in. And then maybe the partner that he's in a relationship with doesn't get that. Is that a deal breaker for you? Because we now talk about compromise. So before you now talk about compromise, you need to know what areas of compatibility are deal breakers for you, and what areas that okay, I can compromise in this regard, I can compromise here, I can't compromise here. In the area of finance, in terms of compatibility, what am I looking for? And what makes us compatible in areas of finance? That will now determine what you guys can compromise in that aspect when you have first determined that we need to be compatible in this area, because that is to say that if we are not compatible in this area, then we have a problem. There is a problem on ground. and that problem, is it a deal breaker for the relationship? And then Tommy said something in the chat of saying something like, let me go back up a bit. Okay, physically, we may not go together or sexually. So even in terms of when it comes to intimacy and sexuality, I remember I had a friend who said he was in a relationship with somebody, and then the lady said, asked him if he was okay with anal sex and bondage and the rest. And that happened to be a deal breaker for him. There was no way he could compromise on that. So I think areas of compatibility are key. And I understand that that can differ for different people. But what are those specific areas that, if not met, we'll go our separate ways. Those are the thoughts that I have in mind. And Tammy Dire wants to speak or respond to what I'm saying. So Tammy Dire, you can, am I pronouncing that correctly? You can go ahead and speak, please.
Hi, can you guys hear me?
Okay, yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, good evening. Immediately, well, that's fine. So, hi.
Okay.
Not a direct reply to you. I just want to mention something.
Okay.
I just want everybody to remember that there are no two people that are 100% compatible. There's just the best fit. Even when you're using examples of tires for cars and stuff like that, there are different tire models. It's just that they use the best fit for any car that they're using. When it comes to the person that was talking about chargers and stuff like that, there are regular chargers, there are fast chargers. So it happens like that. So at the end of the day, most of the time, what we look for is best fit. You can have two compatible people that, I mean, they are seemingly compatible, but for some reason, it just doesn't work. And like Tommy says as well, you can be compatible with somebody that at the end of the day, you might not like each other that much, but it just works. The system works, basically. So now the question is, like Tommy said earlier, do you sacrifice love for compatibility, or do you sacrifice compatibility for love? Because at the end of the day, there are some people that are like, say, people pleasers, and they can sacrifice themselves or what they like or what they believe in just to be with somebody else. Because at the end of the day, they put the relationship above themselves and not just how they feel. Because in the society that we're in now, a lot of people forget that being in a marriage or being in a relationship is basically somebody being able to sacrifice and being able to put the other person first. Now, I understand that at the end of the day, you should love yourself as well as much as you love your partner. But still, being in a relationship has to do with a lot of sacrifice and forgiveness, because no matter how compatible anybody is with you, the person will still offend you. The person will still mess things up. You still have to patch things up. I'll use myself for an example. I'm a full-blown African man. My father was, even though I'm in America, my father was almost 60 when I was born. So I grew up with an old school man with his old theories. At a stage, people thought I was gay because I didn't like women. Because what my father told me was that if you see a snake, you see a woman, choose the woman, talk to the snake. Because the woman will likely put you in trouble. So for a long time, I didn't like women. So of course, I have a notion of, I have the bit of the old school mentality. I'm a bit of a man's man. And like, I'm a bit of a stickler of, oh, look, man's head of the family. This is the way it is. And all those kind of things. And sometimes I can be very, I don't know what word to use for it, but I have a very strong character. Now, at the same time, anybody that wants to be with me has to understand that that's the kind of person that I am and has to be able to take that from me. But at the same time as well, even though that's what I like and even though it's a deal breaker for me, if I see somebody that I actually care about and then I like, I would bend for it.
Mm.
I would still bend for it because I like this person and I want this person in my life. So I have to find middle ground. So regardless what you like, regardless what you think works with you, regardless anything, it is still possible, for example, for somebody that has OCD to still be with somebody that scatters things around the house. Because in his mind, he would just think, oh, okay, I'll come home, scattered, I'll arrange it myself, no problem. But I mean, I care about her, I love her, so that's what it is. So that's where I'm coming from. You can only find best fits. There's no 100% compatibility. If you're looking for that, everybody's going to be single for a very, very long time. Thank you.
All right, thank you so much. Thank you so much for sharing your view on that. I really appreciate that a lot. So we are saying compromise. Jeffers, you can speak now. So Pronto, you would go after, you will speak after Jeffers.
Thank you guys so much for listening to the end of this particular bonus episode. If you would like to get the remaining half of the episode, please head over to the Misspeaks podcast, which is M, capital M, small s, then Speaks is as S-P-E-A-K-S, then P-O-D-C-A-S-T, the Misspeaks podcast. And you would be able to get the second half, or should I say listen to the second half of this bonus episode. Now, guys, as usual, if you have loved the conversation, if you find it wonderful, entertaining, insightful, you know what to do, guys. You really do know what to do. Share it with a friend. Share it with somebody. Invite somebody onto the podcast. And, of course, subscribe to the podcast. Okay? And if you would love to be part of the community, the links are in the show notes of this episode. If you would love to follow the Uncomfortable Truths on social media, that the Uncomfortable Truth podcast on social media, you can follow us on Instagram at Uncomfortable Truth is 1_ and on Twitter at the UTWD podcast. Also, we are on Facebook at Uncomfortable Truths. If you would like to follow me personally, my details are also in the show notes of the episode, guys. And also, with that said, I have a lovely episode coming out on Sunday, dropping out. You want to watch out for that episode. There is going to be a gift at the end of that episode, and it's a first come, first serve basis. So those who are the first to listen to the episode and those who are able to get to find it, because I always say check the show notes of the episode, and I assume that everybody always knows what I mean when I say show notes of the episode. So those who are able to get it, check quickly the show notes of the episode, will get the gifts, because there are only four available. I have more than four people listening to each of my episodes, you know. So guys, I want you to go over to the Misspeaks podcast and listen to the continuation of this bonus episode. So thank you guys once again for listening, and I will see you guys on the next episode. Bye.